And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in foggy Point Loma here. And we have a great guest in the studio here, Bill Varney, surf fishing expert, calendar expert, and just all-around nice guy. Great CCA representative. He's got a lot to tell you here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I'm ready to talk some fishing.
Yeah, let's talk some fishing. How about surf fishing, Ricky?
That sounds good to me, buddy.
Yeah, there's a lot of fishing that's going on, even bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, and fish in the surf, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Let's fish the surf.
Actually, all of those things you can catch right from the beach now.
Yeah.
It's so foggy.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Pull that microphone towards you.
Good morning. So glad to be here. What a beautiful day down here at the harbor. It's always beautiful.
Yeah, especially when you can only see about a quarter mile, right?
That's right. It's slowed down some of the
launches. It's very romantic because all the fog horns are blowing and stuff like that, right? Yeah, for sure. But anyway, good day for a Simrad radar.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So, surf fishing, this is kind of the cool thing now. Everybody, it's a perfect way to social distance, get out on the water, and have a good time, right?
That's right. It really is, and we're so glad that all these months have gone by. And they've opened up the beach, you know, and the beach is open, and it didn't stay closed. We're really worried about that, you know, not only from a surfing perspective, but fishing, surfing, all of the things we love to do along the beach. So we're glad it's open.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, for sure. So what's going on in surf fishing right now?
Well, you know, this is the transition period right now for surf fishing, and you can tell by looking out the window, of course.
Yeah.
Whenever we've got the fog, of course, we've got the differential between the temperature of the air and the temperature of the water, and that's what causes...
Water's cooling down.
Exactly. Yeah. The air is cooling a little bit faster than the water, and that's what gives us the fog. But this is the time of year where we see all of the swells, you know, that are from, Picatan and Antarctica and Veracruz, Mexico, which is where a lot of our hurricanes that we see off of Baja come from. That's where it breaks down. And then we start having the wind and the swell and stuff coming out of the Arctic. And so we have a big transition from warm water coming from the south to cool water coming from the north.
And how does that transition as far as the species you're catching in the surf?
That's a great question, because this is the time of year where the corbina are like, oh my gosh, summer's over.
Okay.
It's time
to get out of here.
Exactly. Get the heck out of here.
Where
let's
do they go?
Let's go south for the winter.
Is that what they do?
They go east. They go east for the winter.
East.
So what most corbina do?
Yeah, that's right. Alcohol.
I think there's a harbor there. They go into estuaries, harbors, bays. This is the time of year that they look for shelter, a place where the water's a little bit warmer, and of course food, because all of the sand crabs from really about Santa Barbara to about Cedros Island zone all basically go into hibernation this time of year. So their food that was in huge billions, tons of numbers on the beach is now gone.
Yeah.
So they're getting off out of Ralph's and they're on their way to Vaughn's.
Wow. Wow. So they actually stick around. They don't travel very far. They just go into the estuaries.
That's exactly true. Yeah. We thought for so long, and Dr. Milton Love did some studies and netting studies, and they found that the corbina, they thought, went into deep water in the winter. They had net some that were in 60, 70, 80, 90 feet of water offshore. But we have, over the many, many years that we've been on the beach, we've seen them time and time again in big groups and schools inside harbors, estuaries, other places
That's
as
really
the water
cool.
cools down.
Wow. Yeah. So do they feed when they're in the estuaries?
Absolutely. And what do they like? Ghost shrimp.
Ghost shrimp.
Worms.
Oh.
Clams. All the things that they find in the estuary.
Okay.
And I would get not being.
Can you catch them?
You can catch them in the estuary, absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got to know kind of where they are and at what points they feed. And normally inside the harbors, they and spot fin croaker are going to feed when you have big tide changes.
Mm-hmm.
They love the tide change periods, like a dineural tide change where you have a very small tide change, not so interested in that. There's not a lot of moving water. There's not a lot of moving food. That's when you can find the halibut that are active.
Yeah.
But as far as the other fish, they're waiting for that tidal change. So if you go in those harbors, you use natural baits or something that imitates those natural baits that they're feeding on, not a big squid or something, but a ghost shrimp or sand crab won't work because it's not in there, but a sidewinder crab or any kind of worm, because there's 3,000 marine worms, they'll all work in there.
Wow.
That's cool.
So will they be in, okay, we know we have corvina in San Diego Bay, short fin corvina.
Yes.
Do corvina get into San Diego Bay?
Absolutely.
They do.
The state record was caught inside a mission.
Inside?
No kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're
and
moving inside the bay.
They're moving inside
like
the bay.
Like way back.
And they go all the way to the back, and then they they transition all the way to the back, you're right, where the water is warmer.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens as the year goes on and the days are longer and the water warms up inside the harbor, and why does that water warm up? Because it's much shallower than the outside water. They know, you know, it's their little bell from God that the seasons are changing, and they find their way outside the harbor and then along the beaches to find sand crabs. So
it's really cool.
Right there's a little clue right there. In the fall time is a great time to fish the entrances to harbors, bays, estuaries, because that's when they're transitioning in.
Yeah.
The springtime is a great time to fish the same areas as they're transitioning out.
Oh, interesting. All right. So if you're going to stick, you're going to be a diehard surf fisherman and stay in the surf, watching the waves, of course, when it gets big, because you don't want to be, there's some danger there.
Absolutely.
What are we going to catch this time of the year? In Southern California, L.A., Orange County, San Diego County.
L.A., Orange County, Santa Barbara is going to be spot fin croaker, yellow fin croaker, and a variety of perch, probably five or six different perch that are common along the beach.
Really? There's that many different species?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many species, especially of perch in particular, ones that aggregate near sand areas and then ones that aggregate near rock, two
and
different groups.
And what's the best way to catch them this time of year?
Goodness, patience. really the best thing. So thinking about what we talked about a minute ago, they're going into estuaries and bays and all that stuff. Well, let's say that they can't make it to the estuary or the bay, or they don't want to go all the way. They're going to hunker down near rocks. So the open beach is going to have, you know, your occasional perch and other fish that can live off of things that are churned up from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But other bigger fish are going to need bigger crab or a worm or something to eat. And so many fish this time of year will back themselves into rocks. rocks. So if you're anywhere at the beach where you have a jetty or any rock structure that's adjacent to sand or big rocks offshore that you can cast to, that's where all your surf fish are going to be.
Okay. Yeah, okay, great. Now, you have some new products at surffishtackle.com, and of which you're going to feature here on the show and actually give some away. Tell us about this new backpack. This
all
is
right.
really cool that you brought in. Ricky and I are visually seeing it right now, and if you look at the picture that's going to be posted, in fact, we'll post it on our Instagram, too. You can see the backpack. Tell us about the backpack.
That's great. The backpack, so many folks over the years had come to me and said, we need a way to carry a couple of rods. You know, I want to rig up a rod for halibut fishing.
Exactly.
I want to have a bait rod. I might even want to have a third rod that I'm holding and be able to walk up and down the beach or any place like that and carry my rods, have my gear. So we looked and looked and looked, and we actually found a fella, a company in North Carolina who produces these for us. So it's a regular backpack. It has a rod holder, a rocket on each side of it, so you can carry two rods easily. They're made specifically so your reel slides down into them and holds them into place.
Yeah, they're legit rod holders, so you did a really nice job.
That's a really heavy duty,
yeah,
and I was really
great.
Glad that was made. And so they're really good for surf fishing, for kayaking, for lakes and streams, anywhere where you carry your rods and you don't have to dip down under a fallen tree.
Yeah,
you're in good shape.
If you're a shore pounder, it's legit. You know, I've seen
yeah.
plenty of backpacks that have like a little Velcro loop, and oh yeah, just you know, lash your rod here. Like that's not going to work. I mean, these are plastic rocket launchers.
Yeah.
that you'd find on your boat or wherever else. It's really cool.
It's going to stay there, and the backpack's going to stay in one position too, right?
Absolutely. It's got an insert on the inside of it. That's the whole size of the inside that not only protects your back against anything that's in the backpack, but it also acts.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it acts as a way to provide support to the rod holders, and then the center of it, it provides a bag that you can put tackle in or other things if you want
to. You did a good job.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's really well thought out. Really well done. Yeah. Very nice, Phil. Very, nice job. And then, of course, the calendar, the 2021 CCA calendar.
We're so excited about the calendar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a labor of love. You know, as you both guys know, that takes a tremendous amount of work. And we're super blessed on the calendar to have the greatest photographer. Photographers in fishing. Absolutely.
Cool.
I mean, Tony Pena, Ron Belante, Jim Hendricks. I mean, you go on and on and on. Bill Boyce, Ali Husseini. They all have contributed tremendous number of photographs for
okay,
us.
Okay, tell us the truth, though. How much does Ali pay you to put all those photos of himself in there?
He is on there so often. he doesn't pay me, but he told me just the other day he wrote me into the will.
That's good. That's a good thing. Hey, well, Ali's a great fisherman, and he gets a lot of time to get out and fish, so it's a good. He's got a lot of opportunity to be in that calendar. That's the good
right.
thing, right?
It's easy supply the most
yeah.
high end content, and yeah. you're gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
Hard
yeah.
to say no.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, how does CCA play into this game?
CCA is so important to all of us. I don't know.
I mean, into the calendar. Explain how CCA benefits in CCA.
Absolutely,
because it's the CCA Bill Varney calendar.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. That's exactly right. And CCA, as I was gonna say, is so important to all of us. What we do with CCA is we really want to popularize CCA. We want everybody to know what it is, so the back of the calendar explains what our goals are, what our accomplishments have been, somewhat where we're going, and then inside the calendar is an envelope and some more information about CCA. Should you want to join, it's just $35. It's very easy. It's right inside the calendar, slides right out of there.
That's cool.
You just put a check in for $35 or your credit card and your name on it, a stamp on it, and mail it in, and you're a member, and you're really out there supporting fishing in Southern California and advocacy for all of our anglers.
And I've got to compliment you, Bill. You do so much for CCA. We just had our state board meeting last Wednesday via Zoom, which is always interesting when you have 35 people doing a Zoom call
yeah.
there. And I have to have hats off to Bill Shedd from AFCO, who does nonstop work on it. Dave Pfeiffer, very busy guys. And you, I mean, you are just like amazing. Don Trojan's another one that's
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, there's a lot of guys that could do a lot of contribution. I mean,
there really
Ricky
is.
And myself, we talk about it and we promote events and stuff like that. And of course, Wayne and Chris, who run CCA, the amount of work that those all those gentlemen, including you, do to help anglers and our future of fishing is just to be commended.
It's really unbelievable the amount of work that's needed, and also the number of people who are working on it now that you never hear about, who never talk about themselves or anything.
Yeah.
But it's really all of that is not important. What's important is all of us love fishing. We all have a passion for fishing, and we want fishing to continue for generations, our grandkids, our kids, and time to go on. And in order to do that, we have to work hard on that.
Yeah.
And California's an interesting state. Like, if fishing was your car and your car broke down and you went to the mechanic, he'd say, "What's wrong? Is it making a noise?" And he'd say, "No, I lost one tire. The door won't close. I can't open the hood. The engine won't start." I mean, there's so many issues in this state.
Right.
And when we go and meet nationally with all of the other 19 other states that have CCA chapters in them, we take like 2 hours talking about what we're working on in California, and other states take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, we've got this wacky society here in California run by this wacky governor that we have that just is so against fishing. That's why we need CCA. He just is against anybody having fun, it seems like. I don't know what the deal is with Gavin Newsom. He's just, for himself. He can go to French Laundry and have like fancy dinners and stuff like that. But that's
one of the good things about Governor Newsom. He's now made the French Laundry available for next CCA meeting.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something, right? But anyway, thank you for all your efforts, and we'll talk about
CCA,
and we'll talk about a lot of the stuff that a lot of people contribute. And one of the things I want to delve into too during the show is AB 3030, which is still there. It's down, but it's not out. And
absolutely,
we need to absolutely talk about that and make anglers aware, if they're not already, about how important that is, and talk about the efforts that Wayne Cotto and his assistant Chris do too. So we'll talk a lot about that. But let's get back to fishing.
Let's do it.
So you have a number of things at surffishtackle.com to aid anglers in fishing. Tell us what kind of setup that you can buy at surffishtackle.com or at Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at Turner's Outdoorsman or Dana Landing, that you can go fishing with.
Absolutely. Well, you know, surf fishing's changed a lot, of course, when you and I were kids and Rick was really a little kid. All of our rods were, 12 to 14-foot Calcuttas with a Jigmaster on it, and, gosh, I don't know how many yards we had back in those days, 300 yards of 40-pound mono and a 4-ounce sinker, and, it was dangerous fishing. You weren't surfing out there because that 4-ounce sinker was coming flying your way.
Yeah.
And, we really didn't. To be honest with you, being a kid growing up and with my dad on the beach in Hermosa all the time, they didn't really catch a tremendous amount. And then as time went on, primarily because I surfed so much and grew up at the beach, you're surfing, and as you know, Pete, and you're coming into shore and the water's fairly clear, you can see the fish underneath you. And I would be like, I'm jumping off my board and running up getting my rod. And realize that all the perch, but in particular the Corbina, that was my big thing as a kid, were in very, very shallow water. Why am I casting way out there? So we really decided to look at that.
Like how shallow?
Like in anywhere from maybe 6 inches of water, like one of the biggest.
Like in the surf?
In the surf. Like there has been time.
In the whitewater.
Probably the largest spot fin I've ever caught, 11 pounds, was in my.
What?
8 inches of water.
8 inches of water.
And this is the thing. Sometimes down at the beach, especially if you spend a lot of time there, you'll see these fish feeding, whether Corbina or spot fin, in literally inches of water as the wave comes riding up. And they get so involved in getting their chin and their face down there in that their whole body comes out of the water and they almost fall on their side before they turn and swim out.
Oh, jeez.
It's
so
crazy.
Cool.
I mean, you could run down there with a net sometimes and net them. They're in very shallow water. And it's many times, too, where you're standing out, weighted out to your knees and you're cast out and you're standing there and all of a sudden the fish hits you in the back of the legs and your heart stops for a minute and you realize they're behind you rather than in front of you. So they're very close to shore. So we use very light equipment. We use trout, basically our trout equipment.
Trout equipment.
So we use a 7 to 9 foot parabolic rod, a rod that has a lot of bend to it, and we match it up with a 2,500 or maybe a 3,000 size series spinning reel. Many, many good reels out there. Love the Shimano series of reels. And then we rig up with a Carolina rig, and that's what we fish in the surf.
And you don't have to spend a ton of money on high-end equipment because, well, maybe the rod. Rod's probably the most important piece of equipment, would you say?
I would say, but definitely don't, go get the ping golf clubs and your first time going golfing.
Yeah.
Look in the garage, see what your longest trout rod is. try to find a whippy one, match it up with a basically 2,500 or 3,000 series reel with 6-pound test, get out there and do a little surf fishing, and within a few months you will have the bug and want to go down and see Rick or somebody and get the right setup for it.
Yeah. So are you using artificials or are you using live bait?
I use both. The thing is that I'm somewhat jaded by the fact that the state of California, every single state record of fish caught in the surf, with the exception of one that's currently pending, were all on live bait, live natural bait.
Wow, no kidding.
So I'm mostly a live natural bait kind of guy.
Live natural bait such as sand crabs?
Sand crabs, blood worms, lug worms. There's other worms that we catch out there. Clams, mussels, ghost shrimp. Those are all the things. So anything that occurs naturally in a bay or a harbor or along the beach is what they're eating.
Okay.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today, and Bill is giving away the whole store here today.
Well, he's giving away an amazing wealth of knowledge, which is going to be a lot of fun to kind of pick the brains of this guy who there's nobody better. He wrote the book on it. You know, there's nobody better to talk surf fishing than our buddy Bill. And, man, in addition to that, like you said, Pete, giving away just some amazing prizes. If you want to get in on the fun today, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. As always, hit us with that text question. The texts are already piling in. Everybody knows what a popular way to join Let's Talk Hookup that is. If you're not a familiar, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. So just download the app. It's a free download, super easy, fun way to listen to the show. And there's the text to the show option right on that app, and your text will come right through. Make sure to let us know where you're from, what your name is, because we're not able to reach back out to you. But it's a lot of fun and a great way to enjoy the show. And text to the show is a very fun option. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And man, what killer prizes did Bill bring for us today? First, one lucky caller is going to win a 5-pack of that brand new Bill Varnay CCA calendar. So you'll be hooked up.
5-pack.
Be able to hook up your buds, throw one in the office, makes the great Christmas gift. I mean, the one year when the calendar wasn't available, every uncle and fishing buddy that I had come Christmas time, like, dude, Rick, what's going on, man? Like, this is what we live by. So a great opportunity. Again, a 5-pack going to one lucky caller. Another lucky caller is going to win a custom hand-picked surf fishing kit from Bill. So a great little pack to get you started on some surf fishing. And then yet a third lucky caller is going to win that beautiful backpack, and we're going to get a photo of that up on the Instagram here real soon and show you that killer fish pack that is available at surffishtackle.com. So, yeah, some great prizes, some great fun, really cool info today. I love it when we're talking surf fishing. It's something that's just accessible to everybody. There's so much great info. If you want to join us one more time, give us a call at 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We've got catch reports. We've got more info with Bill. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper One. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper One is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper One has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great morning this morning. Phones are already packed solid, and everybody's excited to talk to Bill. Already a stack of great texts coming through. Going to be a very busy morning again. If you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973.
All right, Ricky, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
That sounds good, man. Harry in La Jolla is going to get us started off this morning. Harry, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Harry.
Bill, I have to tell you, I've got some really great equipment, fishing equipment, but one of my most valuable tools is your book.
Oh, thank you.
There's so much valuable information in that, and it's autographed by you, so it's my special tool. My question, a couple of questions, is the drop shot rig versus the dropper loop. What are the benefits of one versus the other, if there is a difference? And in the dropper loop, I usually use the reverse dropper loop. Is that preferred over the standard?
Well, you know, the difference between the two would be, of course, the way that you tie your lure to your line, a loop versus maybe a straight tie off of a tag end, and which will give you a much more natural look. One person who is an absolute expert about this is Corey.
Right.
And one thing that Corey...
That's where my mind went to. It's funny you say that.
Absolutely. And one thing, Rick, that Corey will tell you is that, you know, he doesn't use a drop shot weight on the bottom of his line. He uses a half-ounce chrome sinker. And the reason for that is that is something that is very effective on halibut. Mm-hmm. They're very curious. They're laying down on the sand and covered by sand, and they see that shiny sinker go by, and then up above it, of course, is whatever you get, fluke or whatever lure you're using for that, and they'll hopefully come out of the sand and go for it. One thing you have to remember about surf fishing with drop shot is that you're at a completely different angle to it than you would be from a pier or a boat where you're over it. So you have to tie your drop shot, your lure, higher above your sinker than you would if you're up above it, because it's coming back to shore at an angle which naturally makes it close to the bottom.
Another thing I'd throw out that Corey always talks about that I thought was so good is the downfall to a more traditional drop shot. You know, when you're fishing finesse gear in fresh water and you're fishing 6 and 8 pound, most guys tie a Palomar knot and leave a long tag in and just tie their sinker to that. But if you're trying to angle up a 25-pound halibut, a Palomar knot that's being pulled backwards from the tag end is not a strong connection to use at all. And Corey likes to just tie 2 completely separate lines. You know, tie your fishing line to your hook, especially if you have a hook that has the hook eye at a 90-degree angle instead of traditional. But, you know, so tie the fishing line to one eye of the hook and then take a completely separate line, also tie it to the eye of the hook, and then down to your sinker. So you have a traditional regular San Diego knot that's holding your hook on instead of a Palomar that's being spun around backwards and having pressure on the tag end.
Yeah, and that 90-degree hook, is that a drop shot hook?
I mean, there's several hooks. Yeah, it's just a hook with a turn. Line tie. Instead of just where it's traditionally.
Which makes sense, because then one's up on top, one's on the bottom.
Exactly.
Right? And then on the side where they kind of come together.
You got it. Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
And spin together.
Not that you couldn't do it with a regular hook, but it's certainly cleaner and a little better if you can find one with that hook eye that's turned there.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Hope that helps you out, Harry. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, getting us started.
Hey, we also got some great texts, as we always say. You want to check out the text line on the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one comes to us from our buddy Arnie in Vista, and it says, "Good morning, Bill. We hope that you'll have the surf fish seminars in 2021. His question is, with the stronger tides in the winter time, does it make it harder or easier for surf fishing? Thanks for all you do, and we enjoy the calendar."
Wow, that's a great question. Thank you, Arnie. Yeah. It's good to hear from you, Arnie. That's a great question. Of course, we have those big tides all year long. They're always surrounded by the full moon or the new moon. So, you know, this is the thing to think about tides in surf fishing. And really, tides have so much to do with your success rather than time of day or so many other things. Is that, first of all, you're going to find big tides about twice a year. Sometimes when you have a blue moon, you'll find them three times in a month on a blue moon. During those periods
that,
of time,
is that once in a blue moon?
That'd be once in a blue moon, which is defined of having a full moon twice in one month. Of course, in October, that happened to us. We had a full moon on October 1st and October 31st.
That's cool.
So that was kind of unusual. I'm not sure why it's called blue particularly, but we'll figure that out. But those tidal changes, especially big tidal changes like that, are good for fishing for everything but halibut, because the water's moving. Those big tidal changes are really good, especially the low, those big minus tides, for finding bait, looking for the big mussel, clams, worms, crabs, sidewinder crabs, all of those things we find at that low tide. But if I'm fishing, you know, perch or corbina or spotfin croaker, yellowfin croaker, I'm looking for normally about 2 hours before high tide to 2 hours after high tide. And if I'm fishing for halibut, I'm looking for the period of time where there's a very slack tide. So maybe a half an hour before to a half an hour after high and low tide, when very little water is moving.
That's one of my favorite things about surf fishing is fishing around the tide like that. It's very easy to make an easy, quick little amount of your day. You know, it doesn't it's not like going offshore where you're committing your whole day and you're up before the dark and you're back before the dark and you're wiped out the next day. You can have your day of honeydew chores and just know that, hey, from 2:30 to about 4:30, that's going to be the prime time. I'm going to head down to the beach. I'm going to cast for a few hours. I'm going to just, you know, let the stresses go by and fish for a few hours. Then after that, that's the tide period that I want to fish, and I'm back at it.
And that's absolutely true. And it's a great thing, too. It's not, like you said, it's not like the golf game for 5.5 or 6 hours. Yeah. You can get out there for 45 minutes and get your fix in and get a lot of fresh air. And it's just beautiful. You know, the thing that I love so much about the beach and growing up here and living in California my whole life is the fact that there's a lot of people here. And I prefer to be alone myself. And so
that's why you moved to Breckenridge, Colorado, right?
That's right, to be honest with you. And so when I go down to the surf and I'm looking out in the water, you know, out toward Catalina or San Clemente or whatever, I'm down there all by myself. It's me and the birds and the dolphins and sometimes the whales and so forth. And I'm going to turn around at some point to go back to my car and see the 13 million people looking at me.
Sure.
But for the time being, it's a very relaxing, soulful thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah, for sure. Hey, good one. Thanks a lot. Hey, well, let's head south. Another place that's very soulful and beautiful place to be, and great surf fishing, too. And that's at Rancho Leonero. Let's talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, it's quite a week. A really good week of fishing. We're ending up with a bang, that's for sure. You know, very few boats going out. We got 3 or 4 boats a day. Water temp's 81 degrees, and it's held pretty much consistent 81 degrees for the past 3 weeks. And lots of sardine available. And that's really been the key for us. You know, with so few boats going out, the bait guys are just loading up with a sardine. So we're not only are we getting our bait tank full of live sardine, we're also getting 2 or 3 buckets of dead sardine to chum, and it's really, really making a difference. Big tuna this week, big yellowfin. Everything is pretty close to the hotel. Everything is within 10, 15 miles of the hotel. Down by Rincon and then Fraley's up against the Pomo border there, picking up some big yellowfin. I about broke my back this week on a 70-pounder. on 30-pound test. Took me about 45 minutes, and that's pretty much common for all the boats. One or two 60, 70-pounders, and then three or four 30 to 40-pounders. Really, really good yellowfin fishing right now. Just drifting in with the sardine and, like I say, chumming like crazy and really bringing them up. They're boiling all around the boat. Some fun. A lot of Dorado as well. The Dorado bite really, really picked up this week. We had a lot of 10 to 15-pounders. Most boats are limiting on 10 to 15-pounders. And then we had a couple big bulls. We had a 56-pound bull this week and another 43-pound bull. Nice big Dorado and really a good consistent Dorado bite as well. A lot of sailfish and stripers around as usual, not much pressure, nobody really going for them, but everybody is running into them, catching them on ballyhoo. And a lot of sailfish. We caught a sailfish, couldn't have weighed more than 25 pounds this week, a little guy, pretty cool. A lot of rooster fish as well. The rooster fishing hasn't been very good, and this past week, for whatever reason, it really, really picked up some nice 40, 50-pound fish. A couple of them were taken off the beach from shore fishermen. So it was really, really a good week of fishing, you guys. We enjoyed it.
That's
good
awesome,
way to
man.
Wind down. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, really, really good. And I got to tell you, Youssef Cherney, our good friend from Cutwater Spirits, and his whole team over there really stepped up for our Rancho Leonero tournament. I mentioned last week that he's going to donate some cash prizes and some other great product prizes and stuff like that. Well, he decided that wasn't enough. So
okay.
He's going to donate $5,000 toward cash and prizes.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Toward our Rancho Leonero spring tournament.
Wow.
Which is really, really
Is there
great.
Any spots left?
Oh, yeah. There's spots available, right? Yeah. So, combination
available.
Of T-shirts, trophies, cash prizes,
wow.
product prizes. I mean, that's what Cutwater does.
They just go in big, man.
They're such a great sponsor and such great friends. And Cutwater is really stepping up big for that Rancho Leonero tournament.
Man, that's rad.
So if you want to go, this is going to be a high-demand tournament.
No doubt.
Yeah. So it's early June, which is great timing down there, and going to be tons of fun. John, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, especially jump on our fall or our spring Rancho Leonero tournament early June there, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, and I would call right away. It's going to fill up.
It already is pretty full because there was a lot of carryover from this year from Pete because of COVID. People carried over, and so it's already pretty full, so you better get on it.
Yeah, if you want to take advantage of this, quite the deal. And I want to thank Youssef, a good friend, and now a great sponsor. We're loving it.
Yeah.
It's really gonna help this tournament. I'm sure we're gonna fill up. So, if you do want to get on board, definitely call first thing tomorrow when the office opens up. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
With all the extra prizes and cash and everything that's going on, how much did you guys increase the entry fee?
Zero.
Yeah.
It costs nothing
it's
part of the deal.
Still sitting at a steady zero for the entry fee.
Steady zero.
That's so cool.
And then I also might add, too, John, next Sunday, right here, 1 week from today on Let's Talk Hookup, we are going to have the world-famous tournament director, Bob Blum, who's actually going to be here talking about IGFA World Records.
All right.
And then also the lovely Pamela Benseman is going to be here from Rancho Leonero to talk about Rancho Leonero and all the great stuff she does in the Rancho Leonero office. So that'll be next Sunday when you call in.
Absolutely. Nobody knows more about Rancho Leonero than Pamela Benson.
That's for sure, yeah. Well, I think there's one other guy. That's you.
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
And nobody knows more about the Cortez Sea Chub than Dr. Bob Blum.
Oh, that's right. We'll have to quiz him about the Cortez Sea Chub.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Good talking to you, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it. Thank you.
See you, John.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, buddy. Roger in Fullerton is joining us up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, you know what they always say, doctor's orders go surf fishing. So my favorite was walking the surf and throwing a tiny crocodile to see what would attack it. And I believe, you know, the calendar's got the best tide chart that's printed. It's just really great.
Totally.
Yeah, it is totally great. My question for Bill is, how do you think urban runoff has affected surf fishing over the decades you've been fishing?
Oh, my gosh. What time is it? How many how many hours do we have? Okay, here's a quick overview on that. There is urban runoff, and here's the thing about urban runoff. Most of urban runoff is not treated whatsoever. The areas that are of challenged economically, the areas where basically people with less means, poor people, let's say, live, they have a lower ability to replace their old car, for example, with a new car. So that car is leaking oil and transmission fluid and other things on the ground, and then that's getting washed into the curb, and then it goes down the pipes, and to some extent, most of it makes its way to the ocean. That is a problem. I don't see it as a giant problem, and it hasn't been a great problem over time. What are really the biggest issues that we have? Our number one is turbidity in our water. So the Hyperion plant in El Segundo pumped about 800 million gallons of sewage into the ocean, raw sewage, from 1882 to 1972. 1972, the Hyperion plant had primary sewage treatment, which is basically screening, and then the effluents are put in the water. Now it has secondary treatment. The problem with that was not particularly the what was in the sewer, but was the turbidity in the water. In other words, it made the water murky, so marine algae, that is the basic building block of everything in the ocean, in the South Bay, for example, had pretty much an inability to grow, and so the small bait fish that would eat that left, and the bigger fish that would eat them. So that's one of our concerns, is the turbidity caused by the outfalls, the sewer outfalls, particularly off of Palos Verdes and El Segundo and Orange County. And then the other thing, of course, is all of this new information we found out now about the Montrose Chemical Company in Torrance, California, who dumped literally hundreds of thousands of tons of DDT off the Southern California coast right through the sewer. That was off Palos Verdes. There's a big remediation process going on there where there's reefs being built there. I don't know how effective that is with DDT. It's probably not, but it will offset it somewhat. But now we have found through a scientist at UCSB who had a rover, used a rover in Southern California, that in addition to those areas, barges took thousands and thousands of barrels, 50-gallon barrels of DDT and other chemicals from not only Montrose but Shell Oil, Chevron, and dumped them off the California coast.
Wow.
They had a specific area that they were supposed to go to, but when the weather was rough or they didn't have time, they just dumped them here and there. There's huge fields of these barrels out there, and we're going to try to, CCA is going to try to work on getting more information on this, mapping them out, and letting everybody know that this has something to do with our water quality.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. Well, hey, look who's on the line right now, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Morning, Pete. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great to hear from you. You just literally stepped off the water after two back-to-back 10 days, right?
Wow.
No, that was three back-to-back.
Three back-to-back 10 days. All right.
Two on the RP and one on the Shogun. Anyhow, Pete, it was a great trip. We had it was the perfect 10-day trip. You know, we had excellent yellowtail fishing. I'm sure everybody's aware of that. This yellowtail fishing is, you know, I've only seen yellowtail fishing in my lifetime that compared to this one other time. And that was at Chester Rocks for a couple of years. But this yellowtail fishing, it's all... Once in a while, you see a 28-pounder, but it's all 30 to 40.
Wow,
we had several yellowtail that weighed 40, 41 pounds yesterday.
Oh.
And we had over 300 of those. And it was all night fishing. And then we had 70-some wahoo. We had good tuna fishing, not fabulous, but good tuna fishing. And good Dorado fishing. We had some reds, and we had good lingcod fishing. So it was a perfect 10-day trip with lots of variety and lots of fish, okay?
That's always, you always talk about a 10-day in the fall being a trip for variety, and boy, you did. You guys really caught everything there is to catch this time of year down there.
And you know, the quality was good, Rick, and it was just and the group was wonderful. They worked well, very well together, so it was an excellent trip. Hey, I want to bring you guys up to date on Jesus. Kathy and I had lunch with Jesus and his wife yesterday.
Wow.
Jesus is looking well. He's got a big battle in front of him. He's going to be starting chemo and radiation here real quick. And he's doing okay, but you know it's going to get tough for him. And just kind of making an appeal to all of his friends out there that have fished with him that if you can contribute anything additional to that GoFundMe, I know we're going to, RP and Shogun is going to re-up tomorrow. And those who feel they can afford it, it would be appreciated. And he is so thankful for all of his friends that have helped him that it's amazing. But
that's
just a report on his books.
He's done so much for the sport fishing community from a long, long time ago. I fished with him on, I remember back in the days of the Qualifier 105, and then, of course, he was with you on the Royal Polaris for many years. He's been on Independence, and just like he's fished with so many people, the Intrepid, he's been fishing with people, so many people in the fishing industry, and he's such a wonderful, wonderful guy. And hey, Frank, if we want to help out on that GoFundMe page, how do we do that?
Well, I you know, I'm not. My gals in the office did it for me, Pete. I believe you did.
Yeah.
Go to GoFundMe on your with Jesus Campagnoni, and that's spelled Campagnoni, and it should come up. I know it comes up on my phone quite easy.
Yeah.
And you can make a donation. So
and I know there's been links on both the Shogun and Royal Polaris social media pages and things like that, too. I'm sure you could search that and find it that way.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for that, Rick. We appreciate that. But, you know, any help would be appreciated because he's got a long battle ahead of him here, and it's not going to be easy. So probably what I ask for more than the contribution is prayers, because it's going to take a good miracle to get him all the way out of this. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Frank, thanks for that. And one more thing I want to mention is our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris 6-day trip is now a 7-day trip, which is pretty exciting. Unfortunately, because I have this thing on my leg here and I can't go, which I'm really bummed at, limited to 20 passengers. But our representative, Dave Dolan, is going to be going on the trip. And I know he's excited as well, as I'm just so jealous about being able to go. And actually, last I saw, Frank, there was a couple of spots left on that trip, leaving December the 8th, right?
And I think you're aware, Pete, that it was originally a 6-day. We added one day and only increased the price by $100.
Wow.
And that was done so that we can get down to where we can fish Wahoo if we want to, or fish excellent yellowtail, whatever. So that's why we added the extra day. So if somebody is interested, like you said, it's limited to 20 passengers. It's pretty cool.
20 passengers on the Royal Polaris.
So cool.
Can you believe that? That's awesome.
A lot of people are going to have a room by themselves. So
that's cool.
Anyhow, we could sure use a couple more people. And if somebody is interested in going, I think the best way to keep from COVID is to be out in the sunshine. It surely has worked so far. So
no
our
doubt
industry
about it.
Is very thankful, I'll tell you that we've had the year we've had. Okay, thank you, you guys.
Of course, Royal Polaris office, Royal Polaris Sportfishing.com. You can book it right online, or, of course, give a call to the ladies in the office at 619-226-8030, and they'll take good care of you. Right, Frank?
That's correct, Pete. Thank you, both of you, and take care.
Thanks for the report, Frank. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the coast. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
And it's a great time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And Surffish Tackle, you heard Bill, Shimano makes the best spinning reels for the surf, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you're surf fishing, you're always looking for a reel that's a great reel in the sense that it works well in the surf, but it's not too expensive.
Exactly.
So, because, you know, you don't want to buy a Stella, right?
Stella and get sand in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Drop it in the sand, yeah, and then you're not welcome home any longer.
Sand is going to happen in your surf fishing reel, period.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So
really,
what do you
is.
Recommend?
So my recommendation for sure is the Shimano Sedona, Sienna. Mm-hmm. Any Shimano spinning reel that's around or under $100, excellent reel.
Yeah. And these, what size?
I'd say a 2,500 or a 3,000.
Okay.
That's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, fantastic. And fantastic reel. Fantastic. I love that Sedona. What a great reel for the price.
It's got smooth gear and smooth drag, like a multi-$100 reel, and something that's going to run you between $70 and $90, depending on what size you get. They're awesome.
Absolutely. Check. And if you drop it in the sand,
go get another.
Get another.
Check it out, the Shimano spinning lineup at your local Shimano dealer.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Port, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, they have phenomenal deals going on right now, all the way through Black Friday, including the $50 smoked fish pack, the $25 lunch bag special, that great 3 rubs for only $20. They have the 10 rubs for only $60, and more great deals on all their killer products. It's all available at their Liberty Station location, or call Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138, and you can have it shipped right to you. Stock up now on all your favorites, including that Poke Kit. Remember, those things make a great gift.
Oh,
everybody always
says
the same thing. It's so hard to shop for a fisherman. This is a great call.
Yeah. Get them the rubs. Get them the Poke Kit. You will not go wrong.
No doubt about it.
Fisherman's Processing.
You got it. Well, hey, we're going to find out what's going on the water, starting off at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley is on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
Good. Well, cool water up here, 58 to 60. I'm sure Bill can tell you. His toes are cold in the morning getting along the coast there. But, yeah, it's been a little chilly. And with that, the half-day action has been a little bit on the slower side. Everything we've been catching has pretty much been on the sinker rigs, the sliding egg sinker type deal, or a torpedo sinker, dropper loop, reverse dropper loop. With that, though, so we've been seeing some nice bass and some nice sheephead and sculpin. And then on some of the days where we've had some lighter loads on those half days, we've even made some rockfish drops out in front of the harbor, fishing some of that deeper hard bottom that routinely gets driven past on the three-quarter days. So there's been some nice rockfish in those counts as well. Three-quarter day trips right now, it's pretty much just been solely fishing rockfish. You know, the fact of the matter is the bass fishing, like I just mentioned, has been on the slower side. And there really isn't much of any other options. So we've been down there fishing that stuff. And I'll tell you, we've had some great days this week with some nice quality on the reds. A lot of bait. We've been fishing in and around a lot of bait, both anchovies, sardine, and mackerel. It's been on that hard bottom. So some days, you know, it's been all about, you know, moving around, trying to find some area devoid of that bait and catch on it.
But on the flip, you know, that fish has really been keyed in on some of that mackerel, so we've been able to strip some of that up. And, you know those reds right there, like that strip mackerel is a good go-to option there for sure. But plenty of fish being caught, some real nice days. Got some days with lighter loads with almost, you know, straight limits of reds, and other days, you know, with a little bit bigger load, catching plenty to send people home with. The blue and pink and the green mackerel cold sniper in that 120-gram killer this week.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, that was a killer this week on those reds. For whatever reason, they like that. And, you know, plenty, though, on the live bait and the cut baits as well. So plenty of other stuff going in the bag. Some other mixed rockfish, sculpin, lots of sculpin, and some whitefish, too, kind of rounding out those counts. As far as our halibut derby goes, nothing really new on that front. Still, you know, just trying to get names on the leaderboard. I know they were out Friday. They had a tough day. They had a handful of swordfish. No legal fish, and they're out today, so hopefully they can find a little bit of something there. So
20-pounder soon coming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what we're hoping. Like I said, with some of that bait in that deeper water, you know, they're going to be out looking around, so we'll see what happens.
I like to hear
it. Give the landing a call. Yep. Call the landing. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com, and I will put a little teaser out there. We're going to be running a good promo here in December. Kind of along the lines of your buy two, get one at the tackle shop. It's going to be buy two adult fares and get another fare, free fare to come fishing. So
wow, right on.
Or something like that. So we'll talk more about that as we roll into December.
Nice.
That's
Christmas
awesome,
gift.
Wooly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's right. Great. Well, thanks a lot, Captain Brian Wooly, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Appreciate that. Of course, you can link that right on the front banner of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on that banner, the Dana Wharf banner, and it takes you right there. Thanks, Wooly, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Wooly. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to join us, we've got a great text that came through. This is from our buddy Jeff from Cedro's Kayak Fishing. Wants to ask Bill, what is your favorite surf fish to eat? And very much looking forward to getting Bill back to the island. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
That's great. Thank you, Jeff. What a great question. You know, many of the surf fish, of course, are related to croaker. And what's a croaker? A white sea bass.
Ah.
So corbina, spotfin, yellowfin, croaker, very white meat, excellent eating fish. The one thing about us who are surf fishermen, and then those of us who also are long-range fishermen, is that on the long range we catch big fish that have big fillets. And in the surf, the fish, you know, are anywhere from 6 ounces to maybe 10 or 12 pounds at the biggest. So normally we don't catch as large a fish. So there's a lot of catch and release in the surf. But seriously, all the surf fish are good. Perch are good. The problem with perch is that they have a lot of bones. But other than that, they make excellent fish tacos. But think about the fish in the surf. What do they eat for a living?
Sure.
Sand crabs.
Oh, delicious.
So can you imagine if you fed your cow, your steer, you know, 2 years of lobster? Probably tastes pretty good, too.
Yeah. Now, is there a size limit on perch or corbina?
There is just a number limit, but there is no, as right now, there's no size limit on corbina or perch.
And what are the number limits?
And I believe it's 10 in combination.
In combination.
Please do go to Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah. Check it.
Yeah, and double check it. Make sure it's right.
All right. Hey, let's go to the surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, gentlemen. What's up, Bill?
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Doing great.
Great. Great. How's the fishing?
Well, you know, we hemmed and hawed last week, and this week the hammer kind of come down.
A lot of
good description.
50-degree water, and... But, you know, being an optimist and a fisherman, there's always some bright spots. And I'd say some things to look at is that perch bite up there off Santa Barbara, Oxnard, Ventura Beaches. And there was some decent halibut fishing in those North County lagoons. Most of the beaches, though, saw that big temperature drop. And, of course, the shock, I think, is more than anything going to put the bite off for a little while. But things will stabilize, and we'll get going again. The bonita are largely gone, too, you know, with that water temperature drop. You might find a few scattered fish in that Redondo Canyon, you know, King Harbor area. That's something to look at here as the weather straightens out. Hook, Line, Sinker reported some good perch catches off Carpinteria, Silver Strand, some of these typically good winter beaches. Lots of fish from half a pound to 1 pound, still on the smaller side. But a few kickers to a pound and a half. Lugworms and gull baits were probably the top offerings there. Wiley's reported the same thing there. Some of the northern beaches, they had a few reports from Fifth Street, Santa Claus Lane up there in Oxnard, two, like I said, typically good barred perch beaches. Anglers reported lots of fish around that one-pound mark and a few better models, just shy of 2 pounds. I think the Derby last week, a 1.9 or something, took the top honors. So that's something to look at. And Pacific Coast reported some good halibut catches in the lagoons, mostly, you know, just with short fish, just legal, up to, I think there was a 12-pounder caught this week. Live smelt is what took that better fish, but the cut bait bite's been the deal, and fishing the main channels right near the harbor mouth, a little deeper water, and, you know, maybe try a whole anchovy with a trap rig, something like that, to try to get a better model. But, you know, considering what changed and how fast it changed, you know, yeah, something to fish for, and that's just how we look at it. So.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
Perch for Thanksgiving.
Hey, it was a good long summer, you know, there's nothing to complain about.
Oh,
what an
no.
You know, all the bonita that we caught this year, the corbina bite all the way through, you know, through November. So there's no complaints on this end. It's fishing, and that's why we love it.
Yeah.
Great call, Gundy.
Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot. That happy Thanksgiving to you, Gundy, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And, you know, thank despite the inconveniences in this world, there's a lot to be thankful for, and I always look at it that way.
Absolutely. I know one thing I'm thankful for is all those great articles you write in Western Outdoor News. You're doing a great job.
Me too.
We sure appreciate that.
Long-range snaps is my favorite thing to read every week, Gundy.
No doubt.
Right on, you guys. I got a something that's coming up. It was I just talked to Blake about it, but they're little surf fishing feature spots where I kind of look at the first one's going to be on Doheny, and I have a little sketch of the area and how the lay of the land and what you might catch, and it's going to be an occasional series in the newspaper, but something worth looking at if you want to go exploring some new beaches.
All right, thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week.
All right, that's going to wrap up our report today. Again, sponsored by the 2021 Bill Varnay CCA calendar. They're now available at tackle shops everywhere and Turner's Outdoorsman, or you can purchase online at surffishtackle.com. Get yours today. And when we come back, we're taking more of your phone calls, more great information with Bill. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size, fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto and Baja Sur.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.